when Mashiach comes and Chol Madana Metzuyin Ka'ofar, all delicacies will be plentiful like the dust of the earth, which is the famous expression that the Rambam says, which I'll read soon more of the Rambam inside. So if that's the case, it seems like that after Mashiach comes, there'll be no mitzvah of tzedakah. There'll be no possibility to fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah. Everybody will have plentiful of whatever they need, and there'll be no poor people in the world. Is that a correct statement? That la'asad lave, there'll be no more poor people in the world. Or at least no more poor people amongst the Yidden. And the Rebbe said that here, when the Rambam says, Shatavitiyu mishpas harbe, v'chol amadana mitzuyin ka'ofar, the pshat in the Rambam is, kipshutei, as the words sort of sound, that it'll be b'derech nes. Atoivim mishpas harbe, and madanim mitzuyin ka'ofar. The literal taich of madanim mitzuyin ka'ofar, delicacies found like the dust of the earth. If you want to taich it literally, just like this dust in the earth, there'll be delicacies, or whatever madanim means, whether madanim means delicacies in money, or in food, or in clothing, but madanim mitzuyin ka'ofar and the literal taich does sound like that it's something b'derech nes. So the Rebbe taiched that the Rambam here is talking about a nes. Aye, the Rambam himself before said, lo yishin min hagishalaylam. So there's the famous shitta of the Rebbe, that the Rebbe spoke about on many occasions, that there's going to be two tkufas lasad lavai. And this is even before you get to the tkuf of tchiyas ha-meisim. Even before you get to the tkuf of tchiyas ha-meisim and oilam haba, or the elef ha-shvi, which is already a whole different tkufa, even in the initial stage of yimais ha-mashiach, there are two tkufas. There is the tkuf of Yimei Samashiach, when Mashiach comes, builds the Beis HaMikdash, the Yidden bring karbonis, and all the Taryag mitzvahs come back, and there's Melech HaMashiach, there's a Melech, and all Yidden are living in Eretz Yisrael, and all the Mishmit and Yevel and everything. That's one tkufa where things will be al piderech HaTeva. Then there's a later tkufa in Yimei Samashiach, when the Yidden will be elevated, the world will be elevated, and there'll be miracles performed. So the Rebbe says, even though the Rambam in Sefer Hayad, since he's a halacha sefer, only focuses and says the details that are negeya halacha lemaisa to know how to identify Mashiach and what the world will be like when Mashiach comes, he only mentions things the way they are in their natural order. That's api halacha. The second tkufa, where there will be shinim minhag shalaylam, which are all mavur in many medrash chazal and in gemaras and various places and ksubis and shabbos and so on, the Rambam does not bring it in the sefer Hayad and the Rambam, because that's not in the Geil halacha. However, the Rebbe said in the last halacha of the Rambam, when he writes ba'oy soyazman, he's hinting, at least hinting, maybe even a little bit more than a hint, to this second tkufa. That the second kufa will be toivu mishpas harba, cholam adana mitzuyin ka'ofar, that then there'll be absolutely no poor people at all, because it'll be toivu mishpas harba b'derech nes, everybody will have the abundance of whatever they want, endlessly, like the dust on the earth. So if lasad lavai, however you slice it, l'chayre, everybody will have what they need, where's going to be the fulfillment of the mitzvah of tzedakah? So there's a sikh in Chelik Chav Dalet, look at the sikh is Chelik Chav Dalet, where the Rebbe says, yeshloima shemikol mokim yiyeh gemilis chasadim. Shuhu gamla ashirim. Gemilas chasadim is also with rich people. When you invite someone in your home and you give him a meal, he has enough of his own. He could go out and buy and he can whatever. He can prepare for himself. But he's here and you invite him in your home and you give him and you provide him. That's a gemilas chasad, even if he doesn't need it. And the Rebbe adds right away there in the sikha, lo mishum shaha ashir yiyet tzarech legemilas chasadim. So then he's poor, and lost of love is not, people won't be poor. A person will always have the availability to get whatever he wants. Elamite, but you can still invite him, you can still do Gemilas Chasadim. You know, there's the famous story of the Chassidim of the Rebbe Marash, I think it is, that the Rebbe Marash spoke about the greatness of doing the Gemilas Chasad with another Yid. And the Chassidim came back, and they would lend money to each other. Just to do Gemilas Chasadim, not that they needed it, but he gave him $5 and he gave him back $5, and they would lend money to each other. And when they came back to the Rebbe Marash, he says, Mamash had geshined, that the way they were shining because of the Gemilas Chasad that they were doing with each other. Right? So there's an idea of Gemilas Chasad even when a person is not in a matzav of need. That's the Gemilas Chasad of Lasad Lavai.